This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. First, there was Bank of America, then Citigroup, then JP Morgan Chase. Now comes Goldman Sachs. The refrain is a familiar one. Big American bank agrees to an $X billion settlement related to the sale of mortgage-backed securities in the lead-up to the Great Recession. Goldman's turn in the barrel came yesterday, $5 billion and change, but it is ground well trod by all the biggies on Wall Street. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at what we've learned about how this whole settlement process works anyway.
For the public, these settlements typically start with an announcement from the Department of Justice and a big headline number. Part of that will be a fine, a penalty, and then there's typically this other pool of money for consumer relief. And that's where things get a little squishy.
You cannot take the announced figure as a particularly reliable measure of the actual relief that will be delivered on the ground.
Catherine Porter is a law professor at the University of California, Irvine. She says settlements may lay out different ways the bank can offer this consumer relief, like loan modifications.
So it might be if you forgive $1 of a second mortgage, you get $1 of credit. That's what people expect.
But the settlement might say banks can log more credit for certain types of relief or for getting the money out the door fast.
The idea is while preserving flexibility to incentivize the kind of help that we think would be most useful on the ground.
She says the Goldman settlement uses these incentives to encourage building affordable housing, which she thinks is a new idea. But Dennis Kelleher, president of the nonprofit Better Markets, thinks this credit system is all about inflating that headline settlement number.
It's a process designed to come up with a big-looking number so the Department of Justice can pretend to be tough on Wall Street, and Wall Street can pretend that it had to pay a big amount.
He says this credit system, combined with tax deductions, means the banks will actually pay substantially less. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.